right, what's going on, everyone? You are listening to the teaser episode for Lit Pulpit. You've got myself, Claude Acho, in the house with my brother, Austin Carty. How are you, Austin?
I'm doing great, Claude. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Now, this is sort of the setup for a disaster podcast because this is a teaser episode, but you got two preachers on who are preparing to talk about something they care about deeply and are enthusiastic about. But we're saying it's a teaser. We're going to keep it a little bit short. So hopefully, just like when pastors preach and they say, this is the last point, I'm bringing this to a close, we can actually be concise with our enthusiasm. Do you think we can pull this off?
What could possibly go wrong?
Exactly. What could possibly go wrong? We're so glad you're listening. Lit Pulpit is something that we're really excited about, and it's going to launch in January, but we wanted to come to y'all right now through your headphones or whatever device you're listening to give you a sense of what we're up to. So Lit Pulpit, Austin, can you kind of break down what we're up to with this endeavor?
Yeah, absolutely. We are two pastors who, as you said, love books and want for church congregations to love books the way that we do. And we thought that it would be a lot of fun for us as two pastors to read along with as many folks who are interested in reading select books with us, to kind of read this in real time with a group and kind of facilitate this as two pastors reading these great texts and thinking about it through the lens of how might pastors use the richness of this literature to help try to articulate the Christian story and try to get deeper into what it means to try to follow Jesus in this messy world in which we live.
Yeah, and just the sort of alignment between the work that you've been doing in your writing, the work that I've done in my writing, and then obviously the work that Jessica has done in her writing. We've sort of come together as friends to really sort of continue to cultivate these conversations and sort of venues and spaces and places where people can talk about literature in the context of how literature can be formative for our faith and our discipleship, how it can be a great tool toward spiritual formation and growth with Jesus. And so this is another avenue to do that, and obviously kind of being housed within Jessica's podcast, which has been great. And we've been able to kind of co-host and be a part of that, and you'll see more of us or hear more of us rather on the podcast in the months to come. So we're reading together for pastors, Christians, anyone who wants to listen in. We're reading together through what we're getting started with Lit Pulpit. And what we are reading is a wonderful and powerful and challenging novel. We are reading James Baldwin's debut, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Why, Austin, this book?
I think it's such a great book for us to start with. I think, first of all, unless it was a book that was assigned to a lot of folks in high school or maybe in intro lit courses, if somebody was not a lit major in college, it's probably not a book that a lot of folks coming from a church audience have necessarily read, which is really, really a sad thing because it's such an important book. It's a seminal book. And there's so many things in this book that are beneficial for people of faith to read with and grapple with. And unlike reading about some of these important themes that we find in this book, things, of course, like the deeply entrenched nature of systemic racism and kind of the potential for psychological and spiritual trauma that can inhere sometimes in religious culture and a vast number of other important themes that are written about well and articulately and that we all do well to learn from when written from a nonfiction perspective. One of the real riches of reading about these things through the lens of a novel is you are in the first person and you're actually inhabiting these realities. And this can be an important way for us as the church, I think, to really grapple with and think about the complexity of some of these things. And hopefully what we're doing here with Lit Pulpit will be an invitation for us to have kind of a communal dialogue about some of these really important realities.
And it's interesting that, you know, folks, you know, in the church may not have read this book, you know, depending on what their English classes were like and some of their own personal reading. It's really interesting and ironic because the book is set in the church, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it's a churchy book. It has something to say to those who are following Jesus in American context specifically. And it, to give a sort of, I guess, synopsis of the book, it is a you know, significantly autobiographical for Baldwin. The book came out in 1952, and it follows the story of John Grimes, a young boy in New York City. He's part of the storefront Holiness Pentecostal Church. He lives with his stepfather and his mother and his siblings. And it's right on his sort of his birthday. He's about to turn, if I'm remembering correctly, 14.
That's right.
And he is sort of at the edge where he really is, he's stepping into adolescence and he senses that he's going to be pulled into life in the church. And it's really the furthest thing from what he actually wants. And so you see him sort of grapple with this. And at the same time, you get this sort of deep history of his family's relationship to America, to Christianity, to the church, to all of these things that are the context of his experience, but he doesn't quite know that. So it's quite a powerful book, and I think speaks really powerfully to a lot of things that we see in the church today.
Yeah,
things
I think you're
deconstruction and so forth, church scandal, power. What's the real nature of Christianity? Is it actually a help or a harm to impoverished people? Right? I mean, huge, obviously huge topics, right?
Yeah, I love the way you just put all of that, Claude. That's so spot on. Yeah, and I think it really brings to the fore this tension between despair and hope, and how the Christian faith can be brought to bear to both of those felt realities, and sometimes in exactly the same moment. And you spoke about how this really is a book in the church, even though so many in the church are not reading it. It made me think about another kind of powerful takeaway for folks as they read this particular book, is it demonstrates the power of biblical allusion in modern fiction.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You know, in a way that if folks aren't reading a lot of fiction that is kind of trafficking in biblical allusion, this one particularly shows how compelling that can be when used well.
Yeah, that's right. It's the sort of novel that could only be written by somebody who was deeply embedded in the church. I think readers will pick that up and we'll see that. Maybe before we get to some of the ways that people will be able to kind of participate with Lit Pulpit as we're reading through this work from Baldwin, maybe we could share briefly our first encounters with this book. What is Go Tell on the Mountain mean to you? When did you first encounter it?
I first encountered it in high school, and
I was not
the most committed student in high school. So I didn't engage with it the way that I wish that I had engaged with it. I did the bare minimum to get by. It was later when I'd kind of rediscovered my love for reading that I started reading several of James Baldwin's books and really was taken with them and found them really helpful for me. And so coming back to this, this has been a real treat to read this because it's been some time since I've picked it up. Just rereading it was I don't know if delight's the right word, because it's not a book that you really would describe as a delight, but it was important to reread. And I'm so glad that we have selected this one, and I hope for those who have read it before that they'll have that same experience in rereading it with us, but particularly for those who've never read it before, that it'll be an invitation into a really, really great book from a master writer and thinker, an invitation into some important conversations. How about you?
And maybe this will help folks. How long is your list, Austin, of books that you have started and basically finished in like 24 hours? How many would you estimate those sort books that like you got to and then like you're like, I can't put this down, and then 24 hours later you're like, I finished this thing.
You know, for somebody who loves to talk about books and has asked every question about a book under the sun, I don't know that I've ever asked that question or been asked question, Claude.
Hey,
that's a first.
All right.
You know, honestly, probably in 24 hours, maybe 10, max 15.
Okay.
But not a lot.
Okay. No, that's
good. How
about you? Well, I'm probably less than 10. I'm probably like maybe 5 to 7, somewhere in there. But I asked that because for me, Go Tell It on the Mountain is one of those books. It's one of those books that I remember when I got it, when I started it, and just being engulfed into the story and not putting it down. And you know, maybe it was like 26 hours, but basically, you know, finishing it within a day or so, which I think is actually really fitting, because as people read, you'll realize that the sort of present narrative of the novel really does take place, you know, in a day. But I mention that for people just to sort of, you know, maybe encourage them if they're, you know, maybe on the fence if this is a book for them to pick up. It is well worth your time. And it is one of the maybe five or seven for me that, you know, I picked up and truly could not put it down.
Yeah, I can certainly see why it had that effect. And, you know, as another selling point for the book, it's not as if Claude's saying that he picked up a 50-page book and burned through it, but also to be able to read a book in 24 hours, that means it's not a 700, 800 page tome, you know? So this is, this is a great novel that invites you into a really, really compelling narrative that also is not going to require enormous amounts of time to be able to go through with us.
So there y'all have it. That's a little bit of the why. And then we can turn to kind of how, you know, for Lit Pulpit, as we mentioned, we're excited for y'all who are listening to participate, for this to be a communal sort of thing. And there are a couple ways that y'all can engage. So one of the things that you can do is grab the book from your library, pick up a copy yourself. Maybe some of y'all have had it on the shelf for a while. It's one of those, right? That'd be another good book question, sort of, what are those books on your shelf you've been meaning to read? Maybe this is one of those for you. But grab it, start reading, and then come January, be ready to hop in with us as we read along. But we got another great way for y'all to engage and interact with us on this, and that's going to be through our Facebook group, which you can find in the show notes. Austin, can you share a little bit about kind of how we're going to try to do things with Lit Pulpit, not just the podcast, but also kind of facilitating some communal interaction via Facebook?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll lay out what we're thinking now and also just kind of name that this is a work in progress. So folks, you know,
yes, it is.
Get in touch with us and let us know other things you'd like to see us doing or ways you'd like to engage. But as we kind of get out of the gate, we're going to have this Facebook page where we want to hear from you all with questions that you have. We're going to be kind of assigning certain amounts to read that we'll be working through. We'll give kind of a theme or guiding question that we're planning to come at that particular conversation from that particular angle, but we also want to hear from y'all with questions that you have about the book and things that you would like us to speak to as we move forward.
So y'all will have an opportunity to help shape the conversation. So, you know, don't be shy. Reach out to us. Let us know. And we're excited to jump into this important work by Baldwin with all of you. So looking forward to that.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll just add to that, again, we call it Lit Pulpit because while this is going to be a conversation about books from book lovers with book lovers, this portion of the podcast is kind of geared from the angle of two pastors trying to lead a conversation about books. So questions that you ask or ways that we want to come at this book, we are mindful of the fact that we are pastors wanting to talk about how these particular texts that we're using are formative for Christian discipleship and are beneficial for the life of the Christian church.
Absolutely. It's a great note to end on. Austin, thank you. And everyone who's listening, we're excited to go on this journey with y'all.
It's going to be great fun. And Claude, always great to be with you, my friend.
Appreciate it. All right, y'all. Peace.